Hi, thanks for checking out the Casually Nerdy podcast. I'm Dylan Bemisterfer, and along with Gabriel Rodriguez, we bring you weekly updates on what's happening in the world of nerd pop culture, be it movies, comics, games, or Disney's ever-growing control of the world. Off we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Do you hear the people singing the songs of angry men? It is the music of the Dylan Casually Nerdy podcast, listening to Friends.
Again.
Endgame. Okay.
That's the new musical intro.
Oh my god, we did it.
We did it.
We need to add what do they call that? The bim bim bim.
I don't know what that horn's real name is.
It has a name. Somebody said it to me the other day, and I was like, oh, okay.
That makes total sense.
I just like calling it the...
So, man, how is your day going?
It was good. I worked all day, which is fine. However, I met a listener today.
What?
At the
really?
Magic Kingdom, yeah. I was working, and I'm not going to say their name, because I don't know if that's personal information, so not everybody's like us. It's just like, yeah, I'm on the internet, look at me, here's my kid, here's my dog. So, yeah, I won't say her name, but I met her and her husband, and I knew they were coming, so I said, hey, I work here, if you want to visit, go ahead and swing by, I would love to meet you, and so... We said a quick hello. Unfortunately, I was very busy at work today, so I couldn't talk too long. But they are celebrating their anniversary, so happy anniversary to you, nameless Aww. Listener. Yay!
How did that feel? How did that feel to meet someone?
The mediocrity. We've made it. We've made the mediocrity of our existence. We can stop. I met a listener, and I got to say that and not sound like a complete tool bag.
I get to be the judge of that.
I didn't tell anybody at work it happened. I just kind of let it happen.
Because then they would all know, it's like, oh, he has a podcast. Ew.
And then they'd be like, what's it about? And then I'd have to explain it. And then they'd be like, oh, I like that kind of stuff. And then I'd be like, no, you don't understand.
You don't understand. It's real weird.
Yeah. We talked about mammalian evolution last time. I told the girl to listen, and she's like, oh, because she saw Avengers with me.
Okay.
And she was like, oh, I want to hear what you thought about Avengers. And I think she was just being nice. I thought she was just being nice, but then she listened to, like, another episode, and I'm like, oh, be still my heart. And then she was like, she sent me a text. She was like, tunes in for Avengers, 2 minutes in, learning about mammalian evolution.
Sup.
Yeah. But she did agree
with our
theory, yeah. I think it makes perfect sense, so I'm standing by it.
If you haven't listened to last week's episode called Endgame Spoilers, you should totally go listen to it, because we do talk about evolution and Endgame Spoilers.
And the evolution of the characters in Endgame.
Exactly.
Boom. Segways, we're back.
Oh man,
I'm glad we're doing this again. I'm glad it worked out. I know it's late, my schedule's been kind of cray cray in a good way.
Dude, it's all good. Karina suggested that maybe we do try to make Sunday nights at 9 o'clock our recording night, because we're recording Monday night. It's 10:46 for me, but it's 11:46 for my boy Gabe.
Sure is.
So I coached t-ball for the first time today.
Yeah, how was that? Did you guys win?
It was just coaching. I don't think anyone won. I know I didn't win.
Karina, do you guys keep score, or is it one of those leagues?
We don't keep score, because they're so young. They're 3 and 4 years old, so it's called blast ball. But it was just practice.
Okay.
I will send you a video.
I can't wait.
I don't have them on my phone, but literally it was me and my friend Brent. We were hurting 11 3-year-olds.
Oh my gosh, the dream.
You could call it a dream. maybe
another kind of sleep.
Yeah, it was chaos. It was fun. I really enjoyed it, but it was a lot.
Did you meet a lot of dads?
No, nary a one.
Oh, that's my worry, because I want to coach and stuff when I am an adult, because if my jobs work out, I'll either A, be making my own schedule, or B, only be working from like 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. And so I would love to be like the t-ball dad, the dad that did all the things.
See, and man, you'll get there. It'll happen. I know it will. It's coming, bro.
It's coming.
Bro, it's coming. We were driving to the practice and everything. We were sitting in like standstill traffic for whatever reason. And I was looking at Karina because my parents have been, my mom, my baby brother is 17 and is in the district finals for baseball tomorrow. Ooh. But my mom has been a baseball mom since I was 5. So,
I dig it. Bringing the orange slices to
the legit, team, man. And 23 years. I was like, babe, these people we meet have the possibility, because my parents have friends that like have been around for forever because of baseball. And I'm like, honey.
Yeah. My mom's like best friend in Florida she met because me and her son were on the same t-ball team.
I get there and I'm like, maybe there'll be other dads, and like I'll make like other dude friends.
Not enough, I guess. Okay.
Oh, kinda bro, don't take it like that. Don't take it like that, Blake. But there wasn't. Totally there kidding. Weren't any dudes there. I was like, okay.
Oh, it was all baseball moms.
So I was like, okay.
Oh, that's such a like dad thing. Like guys are so sensitive, but like we pretend not to be.
I'm terrified of making friends, though.
You know what I'm terrified of? I don't know why I thought of this. I'm terrified of like middle school kids.
Dude.
Like, whenever, like, I remember one time I went for a jog and I didn't realize it was, like, 3 p.m., which is, like, peak. Mm-hmm. School was getting out of town. And I looked around and all these middle school children were walking around and I was like, oh, they're all just talking about me and making fun of me. Like, there's a good John Mulaney bit about that. But, like, it's so true. Like, I'm just afraid of judgmental children. Like, they're the kid on my blog that calls me Tony. Because he thinks my name is Tony. But I'm afraid to correct
them. I would be too. I used to substitute teach, and I substitute taught elementary school, high school, middle school. I substitute taught in nice neighborhoods, bad neighborhoods. Middle school, seventh grade, they are the worst. Literal most terrifying. I don't know if I can even call them people, because they're just terrifying. Yeah, they really are. And if anybody would get mad at me about that, you go substitute a seventh grade art class or a seventh grade science class, please. And then come back and let's have a talk. And if you teach them, you're a saint. Like, have an extra glass of wine or something, because you earned it. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So, yeah. But, yeah, the John Mulaney's bit is all like, yeah, middle school will make fun of you, like, but, like, in an accurate way. So, like, so his joke is, like, they'll be like, ha, 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 look at that high-waisted man. He has feminine hips. And then he goes, oh, no, that's what I'm sensitive about. Like, they just know. John Mulaney plug. He's a great comedian. He's my favorite comedian.
He is. And if none of you have ever watched The Comeback Kid, you should. Or.
Oh, so good. Or New in Town is probably one of my favorites. Also, anything he ever does on Saturday Night
He's
Live.
He's an angel.
He's a saint, and
Karina gets weirded out by his voice, and I'm like, that's his best.
He does have especially all the like big ones have like just voices, distinct voices.
They really do. And
like Aziz Ansari just has like a crazy voice too. Jerry Seinfeld.
They're all good for voice acting. They don't have just like normal voices.
They are.
But
as comedians, like Jerry Seinfeld, like I thought of a very Jerry Seinfeld bit earlier when you were like standstill traffic. Like, I could just imagine him be like, why do they call it standstill traffic? We're sitting, we're in cars, I'm a bee! Because it's a bee movie.
It's called Sit Still. We're sitting still.
Oh, what are we doing? I'm a bee!
And then he proceeded to tell me the entire bee movie script.
That was my Jerry Seinfeld impression.
So, I'm a big analytics nerd. Like, I like looking at analytics and stuff. And I, just before Gabe and I jumped on and started recording this podcast, I looked at our analytics, and we have, it tells us, like, how many, like, active listeners we have. Dude, we have 19 active listeners.
Nice. Hello, 19 Hello, active 19. Listeners.
What's...
Mom? Your mom?
Karina's Karina? Mom? My dog's mom?
No, none of my friends listen.
I don't think any of my friends listen. I put it up on Snapchat, and I'm like, another podcast. And they're like...
Yeah, hey, I did this. I saw you do that, and then I learned how to do it. So I was like,
I'll plug this.
Now.
I'll do this.
I'm trying to transition into... I've been posting at least once a week on the Twitter. So, like, trying to learn how to do that. But I'm changing my... So I want to do YouTube. I've talked to about this before. Which is why I think I was telling you I was getting that. So I'm commissioning, probably, haven't happened yet, someone to make me into, like, a Pokemon avatar. Like, at a Pokemon trainer with my 6 favorite Pokemon, which we'll do an episode
So for it's going to be you in all white, in an all white gym with 6 Eevees. I love it.
Correct. It's... No, I will have an Eevee.
We are the hyper normal gym.
But... No, I am doing a... If I had a gym... First off, because I think what I want to do is I have a YouTube channel. However, it only has 2 videos. And it was the name of my gym, which is Boss Battle Fitness. And so, but now I want to transition into more of a name that would allow me more to do more variety of things. So not just, like, fitness videos. So it'd be, like, nerdy vlogs, gym... Like, I have an idea for video game stuff that I think I've told you about before.
Yes.
Maybe even on air, but whatever. Take 19 active listeners can take my idea. I don't care. You don't have my personality.
he's gonna Mom. Attack. He's gonna attack all of our parents. Wow, it's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see how it works out for him.
So I think I'm gonna I don't know if you can change the name of your YouTube channel. I'll just make a new one.
You'd have to keep the
I
same.
I think so
email.
Too. Which is fine. So I think I'm going to transition into, drumroll please, because I think it works on all the levels I'm trying to Gym Leader Gabe.
Yes.
Because it works on the Pokemon level, it works on the workout level.
Girl.
So, yes.
Girl. I'm...
And then I think I'll transition my Instagram, my Twitter.
Dude,
also
I love it. It's coach.cap, Gym Leader Gabe. Dude, I love it.
Yeah. So, or I'm just going to, like, transition my Boss Battle Fitness to, that way I'm not the guy that's just, like, I want to have my personal one and a whatever one, just, but also, like, my personal one has more followers, so am I really trying to rebuild that from the ground up? It doesn't matter. Anyways, enough of my plugging. 19 active listeners. I'll go follow at Gym Leader Gabe whenever that happens. Hopefully nobody takes it.
Don't,
kind of
guys,
mean.
Don't do that. Don't take that from him, Mom. Please don't. I really do.
Speaking of Karina, we talked about her just a second ago. I want her back on the podcast. That was, like, my favorite episode I think we've done. And it wasn't even on, like, a topic I knew.
I talked to her because she, when we get into talking about the little bit of news we're going to talk about, I do have a prediction from her. And I was like, do you want to come back on and say it? She's like, ooh. I don't know. And she's downstairs getting some sleep right now. But
wake her up.
I definitely will. No. Oh, I would never wake her up. No, bro.
Especially for this stupid reason. Like, hey, you want to come tell your Spider-Man theory on our podcast?
But she called me. She was like, damn it, Dylan. They're going to make me like MJ because Karina hates MJ.
And that's who
she likes. She's like, she's gonna make me like her. But if I can plug something that Karina is doing real quick.
Ooh.
So Karina came to me because Karina used to have Two Hexy Mamas, which was the podcast, and it's what she was doing when she came on the show earlier in the year. And unfortunately, there was a falling out. Things happen, and she's no longer doing that podcast. But Karina loves to research, she loves to write, and she really fell in love with the medium of podcast. And so she and I talked and everything for a while, and she came to me. She's like, Dylan, I've got this idea. It's a little bit crazy. And I was like, well, I love crazy. So
all my life is all my life has been. Oh my god, I love that we just did that at the same time.
Killian, to take a segue, because why not? Killian looked at me eating dinner tonight and goes, "Daddy, can I say something crazy?" And then he sang the song.
That's amazing.
So Karina has actually started a new podcast. It's a daily podcast, which is insane. It is a This Day in History true crime podcast called Morning Cup of Murder. And
Thank you.
I came up with it. Yeah. Ooh. So Karina does all this research and she puts so much heart and effort into it. But it's literally a historical podcast about what happened on May 1st in like 1897, the Sausage Queen of Chicago was murdered. No joke. That is her first episode, and it's amazing. They're
oh, how long are the episodes?
They're like 3-4 minutes long. So they're a great thing that
okay. I thought about, like, doing something like that, too, with, like, sports, but not, like, daily, like, history, just, yeah. Like, sports, because they're sports year-round, but I was like, it would feel less organic,
right.
Because I can't watch all the sports, so it would be me watching ESPN highlights of sports, and then talking about highlights of sports, but, like, 10-minute little, like, me ranting about sports, or, like, me, like, just one topic, like, here's why. The Flies, I was going to do a hockey pun because I know you like hockey, but I don't know enough about hockey. But here's why LeBron James, XYZ, whatever. But
that's the beauty of this podcast. We don't have to be right all the time. It's okay.
Exactly. It's great. It's my favorite part of creating the exact
Karina,
opposite of
she
us.
Goes, where... She goes, you're just going to go up there and record? Yep. Do you have anything prepared? Nope.
We have a basic premise of today's
episode. I have an outline, kind of. If I think we're doing what we said we were going to do, do we want to talk about Spider-Man Far From Home trailer first?
Let's do it. First off, I love Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay, so if you haven't to quote Tom Holland, if you haven't seen Endgame yet, spoilers ahead. Spoilers abound. Which I thought was hilarious that they have the king of mistaken spoilers, Tang.
Spoilers, yeah. It, should add him and Mark
I
Ruffalo.
Loved it because it was just... like, okay, here it is. God, Tony Stark is dead. They wasted no time.
Right out of the
They're
gate.
Just like, mural, sad Peter Parker. And then, oh, man. The amount...
I kind of thought it might, like, lead into, like, the whole, like, I don't know, man. I just hope that, I hope that's not the main plot of the film is...
Become.
Is Peter trying
It will be.
Live up to Tony. Because I don't think, I just feel like he's doing, he's well-liked enough on his own that he doesn't need to be, like, to still rely on Iron Man. Like I have a theory that like Tony's gonna talk to him through his suit or something.
Ooh, maybe instead of like Friday or Jarvis, it is. Oh, that would be the cutest thing.
It would be. It would be cute, but like I don't know, man. Just let's. So I saw a poster and it said the new Avengers, and it's fake. It was fan made, but it had Captain Marvel. Doctor Strange, Scarlet Witch,
mm-hmm.
Falcon in like red, white, and blue, War Machine. who else was in it? Doesn't matter. But another woman. I think that was
yeah.
No more woman. I think we're good. Black Panther. There we go. That's what I was missing. And
yeah, he's on
didn't have
the
Thor in it, which whatever, that's fine. Yeah, he's on the
Asgardians
of the galaxy, whatever. So I looked at it and I was like, okay, this group way more strong,
mm-hmm.
way stronger than the original Avengers. just Captain Marvel and Doctor Strange alone could kick.
Okay.
Like, oh, I had okay. Bucky. Bucky was in it too. So Bucky's pretty much Captain America with the same powers. Only he wasn't a fetus before he took him. He was already handsome and big.
So I feel like he should have like a one-up. Captain America.
Steve Rogers just had like a moral compass or whatever.
Bucky don't give a buck.
Bucky don't give a buck. Buck out of here. Captain Marvel is pretty much. Let's just say she's Thor and Hulk. But Doctor Strange is just as strong as.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're stronger. They're way stronger than the original Avengers. But nowhere near as charismatic.
The dynamic of the big three was just so nice. And it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah. All three of them were just so different, but complemented each other so well. And I don't like. Maybe if I watch Captain Marvel, I'll like it more, but I did not like Brie Larson. And I love Brie Larson so much. But.
No, I haven't.
She's been getting a lot of backlash. Have you seen this? Like, in her interviews and stuff, it very much looks like her co-stars don't like her. Yeah, like, she's coming across. I watched it, so, like, I also subscribe to a YouTube channel called Charisma something. I forgot what it's called exactly, but I enjoy it because I'm a big fan of, like, I believe in, like, just body language and little tricks to like anything that can help you like.
Oh, I agree.
Become more confident.
I look into those weird things as well.
So it's like he'll do videos like how to defend yourself without coming across as defensive or a jerk, or how to command respect, or like how to make a first impression, and like how to do things without coming across whatever. So he's a lot of stuff like that. He did a lot
right,
of research
right, right.
The opposite of us. So he did one on how to. Hold on, I'm going to look it up right now because I want to know the title because it's going to bug me. But in it, I'll explain what it is while I'm looking it up. But in it, he goes into depth of why Brie Larson is coming across as so, like why people are like thinking people don't like her. So five common mistakes that make people instantly dislike you. Is it? Is the name of this video. And so it goes into depth of like how it's an interesting video, but like it basically breaks down like why she's coming across this way. And she has interviews where Thor will Chris Hemsworth is talking it's him, Captain Marvel, and Rhodey, I don't know his name, Don Cheadle, in an interview. And she's in between them. And there's one part where, like, she nudges Rhodey's, and he kind of, like, backs off, like, don't touch me, kind of. And it's, like, almost looks very defensive. Like, you should look it up. And then there's a part where, so the first thing he, like, analyzes is what to do when, like, how to build yourself up without coming across as a jerk or whatever. And so he goes into Chris Hemsworth doing, like, he's building up his stunt double and saying, like, his stunt double, like, so amazing and yada yada yada, which in return is like, oh, look at Chris Hemsworth, who literally has it all, like building somebody else up makes him look good. But what Brie Larson does immediately after that is very dryly says, well, like, oh, I did all my own stunts.
Ooh.
I thought that's what we did or something like that, and like it comes across like she might be joking. But, like, he explains, like, she's not coming across as she's joking. And so, like, he's giving her the benefit of the doubt. And that's one thing. Oh, I love something he said. I've always called this chair. Culture difference or whatever. So I call it charitable assumptions. He calls it something else. So, like, if somebody says something that... that could be taken as offensive, just assume they didn't mean it that way, and you'll always look better because of it, like in your responses. And so she did that very poorly a few times. So I don't know why I went on the tangent, but oh, I know why. Because I think she's supposed to be like the straight man moral compass, Captain America.
Yeah.
But she's coming across as a dick. At least in Endgame, where she was just like, you guys didn't have me before or whatever. And like,
yeah.
I don't know what they're going for. If they're going for straight man, if they're going for I am woman, hear me roar. Because first off, let's address the elephant in the room. Scarlet Witch kicked Thanos in the ass.
She really did. So,
she's the strong one.
Yeah, Scarlet Witch is one of the most powerful beings in the universe.
Yeah.
She is nutso.
So, and she, yeah, she's fucking crazy, too. Like, read any Black Scarlet Witch comic book, and she's a fucking psychopath. But anyways, and she dates a robot, so. R.I.P. But, so yeah, I don't know what they're going for there. Doctor Strange is obviously Tony Stark, but with magic.
Yeah. I mean, they've got the cool facial hair, so.
He does it okay. Tony Stark's a little more likable.
The charismaticness, the charisma, as it is properly said. We're gonna have to see all these characters grow a lot because
I'm not fully on board yet.
Yeah, I need to see things get fleshed out. Now if Jake Sexy Hall is gonna be active, I'm buckled in. Yeah. I'm watching. I'm seeing what we're doing.
Spider-Man so far has had the best villains.
Always.
Which, well, I mean, like, even just, like, the way they're acting. Like Vulture was phenomenal.
Oh, my God, yes.
Mainly because you can take his side for most of it. And then Jake Sexy Hall is in it. And so he's probably going to do amazing. And I don't think they're going to kill off any Spider-Man villains. I think they're just going to, like, ride off. Or even if he is a villain. Anyways, trailer. So it sounds like a multiverse.
So yeah, I'm like, is Jake Gyllenhaal lying to us?
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal wouldn't lie to us. Would he?
Honest Jake.
Yeah, no, I'm so I like, so it's okay. So it is, it's been, the Russo brothers said that, Spider-Man literally is an epilogue to Infinity War. So it's going to close up a lot of pieces and start off our next step into Phase 4. So it's still part of Phase 3, technically. It's just the gap, the bridged gap for us. So it's going to be interesting to see where we go, what we do.
I feel like this multiverse is just to also open up the door for if introducing new characters they may have required. Bringing back Tony or Cap if they wanted to. If they felt like making another $1 billion.
Tell me if I'm wrong on this or not, because I honestly can't remember. Have mutants been talked about at all in the MCU?
No, they were not allowed to say that.
Okay, so multiverse, and because this is where my thought was going. Multiverse is going to open up the door for other Earth, you know, other New York, which other New York would have X-Men. It would have the Fantastic Four. The Fantastic Four are such a big part of New York City.
New York.
So,
I think that's the only thing that makes sense, too, because one thing in the X-Men that never made sense to me is why so much of their storyline is, like, about being an outcast and kind of like racism.
Right.
But meanwhile, Spider-Man is swinging around. Everybody loves Spider-Man. But because Cyclops was born with his powers and didn't get in a freak accident, he's a weirdo. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't make sense in the comic books. But if you just say like it's another universe, then that makes sense.
Right.
Like it's another, none of it makes sense. But it's in what they're trying to do, it makes sense.
My belief is suspended, okay?
Okay, yeah. So, you have to go into the movies with an open mind.
You really do. My favorite line of any Marvel movie ever uttered was uttered by Samuel L. Jackson. Peter's like, I can't do that. I'm just a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Bitch, you've been to space.
watch the trailer, like, in the bathroom at one of my jobs. And so, like, I couldn't hear, like, all of it perfectly, but I did hear that line. I didn't hear the setup, but I've heard this. They're getting a lot more liberal.
They really are. They're...
Even Cap cursed.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
Or the episode. They feel episodic, so it's fine.
He was just was like, eh, I'll go ahead and say a cuss word. I'll do it.
And then he had to say ass because he was complimenting himself.
That is America's ass. Man.
Great line.
Lord. No, so my thing is, are the elementals, did they... I'm still trying to figure out if Mysterio is a good guy or a bad guy, because now they have swerved.
Well, now that it's another universe, if he's from another universe, that's right. That's what they were saying. He's from another universe.
They have swerved so hard into making everybody think that he's a good guy. So much so that everybody's like, nope, gotta be a fucking bad guy. Gotta be a bad dude.
Maybe they'll be too
mysterious. That would be mysterious. Karina watched the trailer and she was like, oh, I will be seeing this.
I'm seeing this.
Oh god, that is this week. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna take Killian on a $5 Tuesday night thing that
he likes
Pokemon. He's watched a couple of things. He knows who Pikachu is, he'll be excited. He's watched the trailer several times, so. I'm very interested to see how he handles it.
Does he have a favorite Pokemon?
I'm not sure. He hasn't really. We haven't really dove that deep in with him yet on it. He's been mostly hooked on Mickey Mouse and Scooby Doo. Like, well, Donald.
Fair enough. I knew about Scooby-Doo. Man, Donald is like, I never understood the fixation for Donald. A lot of people like Donald Duck, and maybe it's just because he's kind of more realistic. Maybe it's because, like, I am Mickey Mouse and I am Captain America, just annoyingly optimistic guy.
No,
I
feel like I'm goofy. Yeah, and I'm just a goofy dude. But no, Killian is a loud, crazy child. So I'm like, yeah, I totally get why you like Donald Duck so much, dude. It makes a lot of sense to me.
Does he already know you guys?
He does. Karina has been putting on like Disney radio for him, like as they drive. And
nice.
He goes, Mama, what song is this? Mama, what is this? And the Tiki Room song came on. And Karina thought that he was just going to be like, not this. He goes, Mama, what is this? Dude is hype about some Tiki Room music. Karina's like, well, do you want to go to the Disney and go to the Tiki Room with Kelsey? He goes, yes, I want to go to the Tiki Room with Kelsey. And like... Amazing. It was the sweetest thing. So, oh goodness. So Killian has a date with Kelsey to go to the Tiki Room.
well, you guys ride Space Mountain or something.
No, I will be getting one of those new raspberry pineapple Dole Whip things that are out.
Yeah, but forget that last thing we were talking about.
Right? Get all about it.
I hope that saved.
Doesn't exist.
Did it save?
Yeah, it's saving.
Oh, thank the stars in heaven, because that was good banter.
That was the best banter.
Solid banter. Bruce banter. I don't know. I'm not good at this.
You're very good at this. Don't you dare say that.
So speaking of things that aren't good, see the Taunt Sonic trailer?
What are you talking about? It was, yeah, no, you're right. even if I wasn't going to go see that movie before, I feel like I have to now because the company was like, hey, y'all don't like it. We'll fix it. I've never seen a company go, no, we're going to fix it.
Like, we heard you, we'll listen. Like, I can't even think of, like, I mean, they tweaked Thanos' design and all that other stuff, like, but they just went so it was terrible. And that, don't get me wrong, that is not what's wrong with this movie. There was a lot of things wrong with this movie.
No, I didn't help. the moment, like, I was like, I have a 3-year-old. I will probably be seeing this movie at one point. But the moment Sonic opened his mouth and went meow, I was like, yeah, okay, so fuck bad. This is
sorry, Killian,
like, but I'm never showing you this trailer because this looks like hot garbage. And like, everybody was like freaking out about Jim Carrey's like amazing performance, and I was like,
what performance? First off, that whole opening
was awesome.
Second off, I just don't. Jim Carrey's just not my thing.
He's been really weird lately.
Well, he has, but he's also movies I've liked him in a few movies. I liked him in a movie in like the Kick-Ass movies. He was in Kick-Ass 2. And I liked his character there, but it also like was a universe that warranted that. And stop putting these stupid like animated video game movies in like the real world. Nobody wants that.
What about Pokemon?
Pokemon is they're not in the real. They're not in our world. They're in the Pokemon world.
I was like, it's okay. I've caught up with your frustration. Okay.
Like, stop putting, like, Mario did it and that movie was trash. Smurfs did it and they did a rap and that was stupid. And so, like, nobody wants, it's never been good once. Just make it in the Sonic world. You can make it some hybrid world where humans exist and this exists and that's just normal. But just, I can't handle this anymore. Why is everything a movie?
Man,
now?
Everybody's trying to, because merchandise, because, oh God.
I also think they might have did this on purpose to made it terrible on purpose so they could put out a press release that they're going to fix it.
You know what? Because I was reading this. I like how the show has been getting slightly intellectual. I was reading this thing about the psychology of brand marketing recently and how it's no longer like, look at how perfect and great and wonderful we are. It's steering much more into the like, oh, not only is this a product, but it's a flawed product. And like, not everything is perfect. And like, and it's like,
yeah, well, that's why YouTuber and podcasting has become so successful. Like, a lot of that is because like, they're like people just like you, you know, like you feel like you know them, you're friends with them. And so like they like vlogging is very popular and like vlogging, the whole thing is like they almost tell you not to get like a tripod and stuff. Like, hold the camera, make it look as less like it's less like it's productive as the like the less effort it looks like you're putting into it the better.
Like, vlogging is, I mean, like we vlog, so, but we do a very different kind of vlogging where we're just like, these are our home videos, basically. And if you want to watch and comment and everything, like, we talk to the camera and we talk to things like that. But like, it's so weird now from like what it used to be. I don't know. I like vlogging a lot and everything. I like personally doing it. And I like watching people vlog, but it's such an interesting thing to like think like I'm watching this dude build Legos and it's super calming and relaxing and I'm thoroughly enjoying it, but I'm watching this over literally the dude spent $250 on a camera and $100 on a Porg Lego set and I'm watching him do this and I'm like, I could be watching that super dark episode of Game of Thrones right now. Not dark as in content, but dark as in exposure. But no, I'm over here like, yeah, man, this is super peaceful. So it's just weird how what our entertainment like as kind of evolved into.
Yeah, I saw a post that was about somebody asking a kid. It was a meme, and it said, "Me asking my 10-year-old son, Why are you watching somebody play video games when you can just play video games? And then 10-year-old says, why are you watching people play football when you can just go play football?
It's literally that. It's a perfect explanation for it. And people used to get so... it's a comic strip that's gone around like 1,000 times around the internet, but it's this the invention of the printing press, and it's like this like peasant looking guy is like, all he wants to do is sit inside and read all day, and then it's like because they were just like reading pieces of paper, and it was like books, and it's like all he wants to do is sit inside and read this book all day. And then it was records, and then, you know, now it's the internet and everything. And as it keeps going, it's just like, y'all, calm down. Everybody's just, nothing is, it's okay. Just let the world evolve and let people like what they like, and it's going to be okay.
Exactly. I was just about to say, just let people like what they like.
Exactly.
Everyone's a nerd about something.
I found this new Dungeons & Dragons DM guy, Dungeon Master guy. Name is Matthew Colville, and I listened to him while I was working today for like 2.5-3 hours, literally talk about just being a dungeon master and what it means to be a dungeon master. And it was the nicest thing that I've listened to in a long time. I was just like, this dude is just wonderful. He's just talking about being a dungeon master and how being a dungeon master is great and how we all need to be nice to each other, and it's super zen. I love it. So, Matthew Colville, if you want to learn about being a dungeon master, go listen to that dude. He's awesome.
All right. There's a plug. Also, that channel earlier was...
Yeah, text me their URL, and I'll put them into our show notes, and we'll have a nice big old plug-filled show note. Nice. Look at all them plugs. Plug it in.
There's about 6 phrases that instantly persuade people.
Ooh.
How to be the coolest guy in the room.
What? Wait. Hold on. I'm going to give you a spoiler for how to be the most charming guy in the room. Just be you, Gabe. Aww.
Aw, shucks. Just tell, immediately walk in the room and say, I have a podcast. that work?
I'm going to do that in my meeting tomorrow morning. Everyone. I have a podcast. And everybody will be like, yeah, you're weird. We expected it.
I feel like we'd grow. I feel like we'd get more listeners if we told more people.
The face of Daenerys and Thor.
Yeah. I am the manager. I thought I was going to get in a fight with somebody on Facebook today, which I don't do.
Oof, what? What happened?
I shared a meme of like, basically just Captain Marvel with a haircut. It basically said that she had the manager hair.
Yes, she did.
And some person I know that is like hardcore feminist, like it's an acquaintance that I've met once, like commented like something that was like, I couldn't tell, like, I'm just gonna go to my page because
do it, I can live do the that. Dream.
She commented something that like was, I was like, okay, is it okay? It says Thanos. And it has Brie Larson, but regular. And then he says Thanos, and it shows Thanos, and he says what? And then it shows Brie Larson with the haircut, and it says, I'd like to speak to your manager. That's it. That's the meme. Ha ha. Whatever. And then the person put, whoa, that's not the I'd like to speak to a manager haircut at all. That's just short blonde hair. And so I was like, okay. What is this negative? Is this like sarcasm at all? Like, I don't know you well enough. Like, why are you? I've never liked or commented on any of your posts, and you've never done the same. So, are you trying to start a fight? So, all I put was I tagged her. I put hashtag Captain Marvel Mohawk 2019.
Okay.
All
right.
That's all I put. And then responded to somebody else. I said, it just looked kind of off. I think it was a wig. That was it. And then the other person that I ignored, by just putting Captain Marvel Mohawk 2019, put it was with a laugh face. So I was like, okay. And I put, that's what I thought, LOL. So I defused the situation, I think, by just kind of like putting a hashtag.
I love how LOLs are no longer like laughing out loud. It's, this is not meant to be hostile.
Yeah. Exactly.
I fucking hate you, LOL. Wait. Oh, okay. Oh, wait, what? Oh, God. Oh, no.
yeah, unfortunately, LOL has just become.
It really has, and like I do it all the time. I'm like,
I say it LOL, now, which I hate. Yeah. But I kind of say it like in the snarky way.
Like, LOL. LOL, yeah, right. A-okay. Oh gosh, I.
So yeah, so Sonic the Hedgehog is trash. Stop putting things in the real world. Just let them live in their own universe, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Stop trying to be Marvel. There's
another trailer that came out that I wanted to pick your brain about. God.
What else came out? Trailer. I'm just going to type trailer in the search bar. Han. Spider-Man. Sonic. Was it like Our Realm? Was it the Nick Bundy one?
Yeah, I have not seen that movie yet because it actually just came out. Yes, sir.
It's on Netflix, isn't it?
So, I... yeah, I need to see it. I got to sand a bed frame tomorrow. So, yeah, I guess. Yeah, that was my weekend. I went. Karina found a dresser for $20 because it had like messed up like tracks and like missing handles and stuff. I was like, y'all, just $20 for it. I was like, yeah, I can fix this and sand it and paint it, and it's gonna look great. It was, yeah, and I did, and it looks great. I'm like, cool, saved us a butt ton of money. What do you hate?
You know what I hate? Reaction videos.
Okay, let me react to that. What? No, yeah, I mean, I don't really usually watch them, but like I know they exist.
I don't watch them either out of spite. Like, I feel like it's the go-to for I don't have original content. Yeah.
It's like, let's watch this pimple popping video or like the try not to laugh challenges.
React to trailer. And like, don't get me wrong, I am not above selling out. We got an ad right now. If Marvel was like, hey, you want $100 million to just say you liked our things for one episode, for a couple episodes, I'd be like, Dylan, we're Marvel
has never done anything wrong and will never do anything wrong thanks to our overlord Mickey Mouse.
And also with you. But and like I'm more okay with like big channels who do their own content, like I'm a reaction trailer, you know. But like I see just random people, I have no idea who they are, just and that's all they do are react.
It's like who are you?
That just came from my YouTube. But that's my rant for the day. You can anybody Gabe's can react to it.
Rants. It's fine. I'm gonna rant about stuff.
I also had another idea for not a podcast, but you know how like commentators like.
I dead ass thought events. You were about to say. Do you know how commentators commentate? I was like,
not that tired yet. Like, yes. So sporting events have commentators, and so like a lot of niche things happen now that are just like they get popular because they talk about serious things.
Yeah, well, comedy is a very serious business.
It is. So like there's a podcast I listen to. Well, I don't listen to it mm-hmm. much anymore, but like it's a fitness one. But they just happen to be like funny guys, so I like their banter. And so, like, most of the time, like, when you're watching, like, sporting events, they're just kind of like, they're just, hey, this is what's happening. You know what I mean? But I would love to just do, like, I think there might be something for it there. I don't know the platform for it, though. Because it wouldn't be podcasting. It might be, like, Instagram Live or something. But, like, basically the premise is just, like, me and, like, let's just say you, just because you're you're another person I know. Like, we just watched a sporting game and we did the commentary, just like talked about it, talked over the game, like, oh, did you see that play? But meanwhile we're just talking about like Avengers and all that other stuff, like while the game's playing. So you listen to us watch the Super Bowl as we're the commentary side by instead of listening to
I feel commentary. That would work best with a live stream.
Yes, But, like, the camera would, it legally, like, we couldn't show the, we don't have the express consent of the NFL or whatever. So, like, so we would have to, like, just, you'd have to, like, sync. It doesn't matter. Anyways, this is off-air conversation. But the premise is there. I think, like, you'd have to talk about the game, obviously, but I also be just more
I think our moms would love this conversation, would love to hear more.
If I explained my mom what a podcast is, it'd take 3.5 hours.
I am in favor of just referring to our listeners as our moms. Like, I that is their name.
Okay.
Their moms.
You know, like, yeah, like, radio will be like, hey, what up, Wacky News? Yeah, like, hey, or whatever.
Hey, moms.
Hey, moms.
We're here.
Congratulations, you're now moms. Everybody. You're now moms.
Honorary moms. That's, welcome to the basement. Now. So. All right. Oh, gosh.
So from now on, when we open the podcast, it's hello.
Hello. Hey, Mom. Hey,
Mom.
Pass the taquitos. So
I like it.
That is...
Mom, meatloaf.
Meatloaf, man. goodness. So did you come up with a Pokemon team for your Avengers people, or did we not decide to do that?
What was our first recording before it cut out?
Pardon?
How long were we recording before?
30, like, about 30 minutes, a little bit more than that. So we're about 18 minutes into the second portion.
Okay. I have like a little team cap.
And I have a good I have Tony and Thor, but I can just pick one.
Okay, let's. All right,
sounds good to me.
Cap and Iron Man. All right,
yes.
You will go one at a time, I guess. All right, do you have a starter Pokemon for Iron Man, or
I just picked random Pokemon that I thought was good for him.
That's fine.
So the first one I'm going to say is Ninetales, because Tony's kind of a fancy guy, and Ninetales is a very fancy Pokemon.
See that. I can see that. All right. I gave Cap a Bravery. I believe the name of the Pokemon is. I can find out in 20 seconds.
Is that the shield one? The sword?
No, oh, that is Aegis Slash. I'm going to look up America Bird Pokemon. And that should pop up. Oh, there it is. Yeah, Bravery.
Oh, yeah. Bravari.
Sure. And so it just, look it up. It just,
yeah.
It's an eagle with a red, white, and blue design. So
makes, I
mean, couldn't not.
100% sense.
Could not do that one. But, all right. Now.
I think that everybody needs a cute Pokemon on their team.
I agree.
So I just, when I kept thinking about it, I just kept seeing Tony with a little Plusle walking around, just hanging out in the shop. I was like, yeah.
That's his Peter Parker.
I was like, either that it'd either be a Plusle or Elekid, one of the two.
No, yeah, he's more of a, I see Plusle.
Thank you.
Plusle was a good choice. I gave Cap
a Hitmonchan. Yes. Yeah,
a little
breaking down the boxing bag. As Nick Fury walks in, I can see it. Gave Tony a red Gyarados, because red and then fiery, you know, insane, strong, powerful. I was like, yeah, red Gyarados, and different.
I wonder if you're gonna give. I'm interested in knowing if you're gonna give Tony the Pokemon that I assume was kind of based off of him, but I'll wait and see.
Okay, now I'm nervous.
I gave Cap a Squirtle.
Okay. I was like, okay, I see it. Maybe he likes hydrating.
I thought about also giving a War Turtle, just a stage Pokemon.
Just, here's this teenager. Here's this middle schooler.
Yeah. But But I felt Squirtle
was more appropriate. I love Squirtle. Squirtle is hardcore one of my favorite Pokemon. So,
I know.
Thank you.
I thought you'd enjoy that.
I gave him Scizor. Okay,
Caesar.
Sorry.
Okay, Caesar. That's what I thought.
But yeah, no, you know, red, you know, punches. You know, it's
I'm pretty sure Caesar like the same color scheme and everything. So.
It's he's red and black and gold in certain spots. His eyes are gold.
Yes. So what are we got?
I just gave four, so it's your fourth.
Okay. I also gave Cap a star.
Of course, of course.
It's a star. So that made the most sense.
I gave him the mega evolution of or maybe so the mega, it's just a third evolution of a Magnemite, Magnezone. You get a little bit of technology, a little electricity involved.
I dig electricity.
Almost like Thor, but just a little bit.
All right, I gave Cap an Arcanine.
Yeah, that fiery American passion.
Exactly. My favorite thing you've done about Captain America so far is, like, you made him a country. That one time, you're like,
"Hi, partner."
Hey, partner. Like, I forgot why you did that, but I think about it so often, I just kind of chuckle.
Hi, partner. Let's go get Thanos. Round him up. and the last Pokemon that I picked for Tony, I did pick a legendary for him. And it kind of fit with me, but Deoxys or however you say it. I just kind of saw it and I was like, yeah, I can feel this. He's very, Tony's been to space so many different times now. It just kind of fit.
Yeah, I can see. Okay, after you explained space, it made sense to me.
So who's your last Pokemon for Cap?
I had such a hard time thinking of a sixth Pokemon for Cap. Because I almost just gave him like a Pidgeotto, just because I was like, yeah, I can see him in the Pidgeotto, but he already had a Flying type, so I was like trying not to think of just like a team, like. A Pokemon team. I'm trying to think, like, what really would he have? And I kind of think he would have maybe Porygon.
I could see it.
But then he has three water Pokemon.
I mean, I like water Pokemon, so.
True. But that's not a balanced team.
We're going to hydro pump you to death.
But I also... exactly. I also, for some reason, could see him with a Venusaur. And the only reason I thought of that was because the little plant looks like a shield.
Yeah.
On Dolphin's back.
So
I didn't do a good job, Cap. This is one of those times where my non-research doesn't really help.
So who is the Pokemon that was kind of based off Iron Man? Oh, okay, Caesar. Good. All right, cool.
I don't know if he was, I don't think he was based off Iron Man, but I know he was a lot of people like make.
I do want to say two Pokemon that I have for Thor that were mostly funny, that I updated from because we had these lists a little bit before Endgame came out, but then Endgame did come out, so I kind of updated my Thor. I took a couple of things out and I added a Snorlax to Thor's list based off of Endgame.
Nice.
And because of Thor's love, a newfound love for a new character, I added a Zigzagoon. So I was like, yeah, because he loves Rocket.
Nice.
So
I didn't even think about that. I could have added like a little like steel type because he loves Bucky so much. Okay, I'm taking out my last one and giving him Aegislash.
Hell yeah.
The shield Pokemon. The one with the shield. Okay, sorry, Vaporeon.
Vaporeon! He witted out. Which, for the longest time, I thought it said whited out, and I was like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't even know
what whited out means. I just figured that he lost all his wits. I don't know.
Oh, fair enough. Well, that happened to me
twice for me, man.
Every time we record.
Oh, man. Dude, the banter was grade A tonight.
That was grade A banter, right? For no right? topic.
We just kind of off the kiff cuff.
Something about just getting in front of mom and
swan songing. I don't know.
Swan songing. I love, and we have new canon now that are listening I love to
it.
Mom.
It.
I dig that a lot because it's one of those things where like people are going to listen on and be like, "What the heck are they talking?"
When the 20th listener comes along and they're like, "Am I a mom?" Yeah.
Who are they talking to? It's kind of like I compare it to like the Super Colin Brothers. When they
hey,
say,
mom.
Hey, brother. Only that makes that makes way more sense. Because they're actually talking to each other.
No, I... So,
whatever.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks for not judging us, Mom. Send us money, Mom.
Mom, we need ramen, Mom.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Moms, for listening. We really appreciate it. Like, comment, subscribe, whatever it is that we do on podcast platforms. We appreciate it. Tell your friends. If we can get to 50 listeners by the end of this year, we'll do something special, maybe. 50 active listeners. Non-active members. All the moms need
yes,
to be
please.
All the games. Okay. Well, thanks, everybody. We will talk to you guys next week with maybe I'll bring up Detective Pikachu. Maybe we'll figure it out. But in the meantime, stay classy. Get to bed. Drink your cereal. Eat your milk.
Bye, okay. Mom.
Bye, Mom.